We need a new, strong approach to mobilize and share the world's humanity among ourselves. We are looking at over 100 million people in the world who need humanitarian aid. We are struggling to reach as many of them as we can. There are millions and millions of individual tragedies out there that we are trying to alleviate their suffering. We are trying to save their lives, and we, on a daily basis, use these big numbers, throw them around, and sometimes they become almost meaningless. It's very difficult to understand what is actually behind all this. And that is what we're trying to do with this Share Humanity campaign. We're trying to give a face to those people we are trying to help. We are trying to give a face to those brave, courageous aid workers who are out there in the field trying to help. We are trying to give a voice to those who do not have a voice and who are affected by crisis.
So we're talking about getting really behind the story and shedding more light and more detail on what's happening. And you're approaching a new audience, presumably, with the Share Humanity hashtag. And to that end, you've got all of these stars on board. I'm not going to ask you who your favourite one might be, because that would be a very difficult choice. Between all of them, you've got, for example, stars like Maria Sharapova, the Colombian singer Juanes, Cody Simpson, the Australian singer. Can you tell us a bit more about these stories, the specific ones that, as I understand it, the stars have to choose to put on their website, to put on their social media updates?
I just read one of the stories. It's about a doctor working in Nepal after the earthquake that happened there recently, who was climbing up the mountains to some of the most remote and worst affected communities, where he found a man who had been put up against a pile of stone to stabilize him because he had a spinal injury. He'd been sitting there for 3 days. He took him on his back and he carried him down the mountains to a place where a helicopter could bring him out to safety. Wow, this is a fantastic story about human endurance, about resilience of those who have been hit by disaster, and about the day-to-day work of humanitarian aid workers.
Given all of the stories and the millions of individual tragedies happening on a daily basis, as you say, do you think we're at risk of losing our humanity?
That's a big question. I certainly hope not. I don't think so. Look, we have just launched this campaign. Before I came here, I saw that beside the handful of celebrities who've already donated their feeds, we now have 7,500 people who have donated their feeds already in the span of a few hours. That is fantastic. So I do believe that we do inspire each other when we tell these stories with the help of celebrities, but also ordinary people who share them, who donate their social feeds, so that these story gets to their friends, to their families, and the reach, the network grows organically. That is what we hope for, and that, at least at the kickoff of this campaign, is what I'm already seeing.